We talk about the mathematical modeling about wet bone disease. And as you may notice that lots of infectious disease that threatens the human health are classified as the wet bone disease, like malaria, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. And the common characters of this type of disease is that the virus is transmitted between the host and its vectors. And it can be transmitted to humans. And once it's transmitted to humans, it can cause serious illness that may lead to death. So study the transmission dynamics of vector-borne disease is of importance to public health and also to the control of the disease. Okay, and here's my outline for this talk. I will introduce your general model for vector-borne disease and show you some analytical results about the Hopf amplification and oscillation of the model. And then it follows by a case study of West Nile virus and simulations. And here is my flow diagram. And in the flow diagram, the red color is an indication of the virus relevant. And if this is the infectious mosquitoes. This is the susceptible mosquitoes. For the hosts, it's been classified into susceptible, infectious, and recovered. If the infectious mosquitoes contact with the susceptible host by biting, the virus can be transmitted to the host and then move the host to the infectious class. And on the other hand, under here, the beta H is the contact transmission rate from vector to the host. And here, if the infectious host contacted with the susceptible mosquitoes by biting again, the virus can be transmitted to the susceptible mosquitoes. And then move the mosquito to the infectious class. And the red arrow on this diagram shows a transmission cycle of the virus between its host and its vectors. And if the host got the virus, the virus can cause serious disease and that may lead to death. We assume the disease-induced death rate is mu. And here, beside this vector and host transmission cycle, and the virus can also be transmitted by other ways. And for example, a study shows that the infectious mosquitoes can transmit the virus to its next generation. In other words, a portion of the eggs of infectious mosquitoes carrying the virus. That part of eggs, after hatch, will go into the infectious class directly. That's the error Q. Q is the vertical transmission rate. And the other part of this is not carrying virus and to the susceptible class here. And this is the DV, is the natural death rates of vectors. And DV, and this RV is the recruitment of the susceptible mosquitoes. Okay, and for the host, we assume all the recruitment are susceptible. And this recruitment, we mean that includes the newborn and the immigration and the migration. And this is the natural death rate of the host. And nu is the recoveries of the infection. And here the parameter beta H and the beta V can depend on both the population of a mosquito, the vectors and its host. Okay, here is our main parameters and beta V and beta H, the contact transmission rates. And here is my model. And in this model, all the red term denotes the interaction between mosquitoes and vectors. And here I want to point out here, for the vectors, we introduce the time delay. This time delay denotes the maturation delay of the vectors. In fact, for mosquitoes, its life cycle comprises four stages. It's egg, larva, pupa, and adult pupa. All the first three premature stages, is sensitive to the climate change, and especially the temperature. As the temperature increases, the maturation time decreases. And we introduce the maturation delay as an indication of the temperature variation. And here E minus dV tau V is the survival rate of the mature mosquitoes. And this product is all the recruitment. If we use the VT, denote the total vectors, and if we adding the first two equations, we find the total vectors satisfied the following equations. You look at this equation, you will find that this equation does not depend on any other unknown variables, and also it's the virus has no impact on the dynamics of the total mosquitoes, because we assume there are no death rates in vectors. And for this RV times V, we can take a special form of Rick function. This M, excuse me, is a typo. And we can choose RV, take this form so that the RV times V is of the Rick, of Rick function. And for such choice of RV, we summarize the basic results here. There exists the tau 1, tau 2, and the tau 1, and the tau 2 greater than tau 1. If the tau is larger than tau 2, so we equal to 0, the trivial equilibrium is globally asymptotically stable. And if the tau is smaller than tau 2, there exists a positive equilibrium. And we denote that V star, we proved that if for the tau between tau 1 and tau 2, V star is globally asymptotically stable. And for the for a smaller delay tau, it is possible Hopf bifurcation can happen for V star. And definitely, I want to point out that this tau 2 and tau 1 can be positive, can be negative. If your tau 1 is negative, then for this system, then no Hopf bifurcation is possible, then no oscillation. If tau 1 is less than 0, so the system and just have a trivial equilibrium is globally asymptotically stable. Okay. And in this system, we replace the equation for MS, for the susceptible vectors, by these total vectors. And it reduces the complexity of the calculation. Yes. Okay. Here, I will skip the calculation of the equilibrium and assume that the system has at least one positive equilibrium denoted as E star. And this V star is the positive equilibrium for the total mosquitoes. And the characteristic equation evaluating at the E star is given by the following equation. It is the product of this guy and the F lambda. F lambda, I will show you in the next page, but look at the first part here. This part is exactly the characteristic equation of the total vectors, the model of the total vectors evaluating at V star. So this observation reminds us that the full system may undergo a Hopf bifurcation if the model for total vectors has a Hopf bifurcation. And this is the expression for F lambda. It's really complicated here because we do not give the explicit form for beta H and beta V, and this beta H and beta V and RH can be a function of a vector and a host. So without giving us explicit form, you cannot do any further analysis about this part. But it is possible that the full module can undergo the Hopf bifurcation due to F lambda has a pair of pure imaginary rules. And if lambda G has for your choice of beta H, beta V, and RH, if you do have F lambda can have a pair of pure imaginary rules, it could be possible for the system to undergo the half-half bifurcation or maybe double half. That's our ongoing work. And this is a case study for West Nile virus. Here, I use NM, denotes the total mosquitoes, and MI denotes the infectious mosquitoes. I use D, denotes the birds. In fact, the birds is the major reservoir of the West Nile virus in nature. And for the total mosquitoes, if the tau is small, smaller than tau 2, as I told you before, there exists the positive equilibrium in M star. And we talk about the Hall bifurcation at the of the total mosquitoes at NM star, and the characteristic region given by this. And if you, for the tau between 0 and the tau 1, tau 1, it can be given explicitly here. And you can define the omega and the theta. If those two functions, theta tau plus 2 n pi, if this function has intersected with this product on this interval 0 and tau 1, and also if they are not tending to each other at the intersection, then there is a Hall bifurcation for the total mosquitoes. And this is very clear and obvious. And this is the second condition here. If the intersection are transversal, it implies the transversality condition for Hall bifurcation are satisfied. And here I also want to point out that the AM star, in fact, our AM star depending on the delay tau, it's not a constant. As delay varies, the AM star also change. That dependence on the delay tau introduced some difficulty as you doing the analysis about the Hall bifurcation. And here is the graph tells us how to determine the critical values that at which Hall bifurcation can occur. This is the theta, this is the tau times omega. There's two intersection points, one at 4.6 and one at approximately 8.1. And if the delay fails in this interval, there's a periodic solution. The Hall bifurcation happens at this point, and Hall bifurcation happens here. And for the delay in between, there's a periodic solutions. And also from this graph, we want to point out that usually for the maturation delay of mosquitoes is around 10 days or 14 days. And but as the temperature increases, so that the environment is more appropriate for mosquitoes, and the maturation time becomes smaller, and so that it fails in this interval. And we should be very careful, because at that key, if that happens, it means the West Nile virus can have multiple peaks, and can sustain at a positive level. That's my have a threat to the human health. And here is the oscillation in the total mosquitoes. And since in the total mosquitoes, it has an oscillation, and it drives the whole system to oscillate. And here is the total, and here is the MI, infectious mosquitoes. Infectious mosquitoes are oscillate, and the period is around 20 days. And also, here is the oscillation in the birds, and for the susceptible, infectious, and the recovered. This oscillation is due to the mosquitoes, the mosquito driving the whole system to oscillate. And this our project is supported by the following. And we want to point out that, in fact, for West Nile virus, it is possible that it has multiple peaks. And also another thing we want to point out that is the since the vectors is sensitive to the climate change, to the temperature, as the temperature wears, and that may change the transmission dynamics of the West Nile virus. That's the point why we introduce the maturation delay to study its impacts on the transmission of the West Nile virus. So any questions?